When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Let me be the first to welcome you back to Lincoln. I'm Austin Norman. It has been a blast. It has been a great day out in Indianapolis. Big thanks to the crew out there for their hard work. We've been trying to do our part back here, sending out clips and such of all the interviews we've had throughout today. We've got a couple hours here before we get to Ticket Weeknight, so I'm Austin Norman. I'll be taking you through these next couple hours. You heard a lot of me talking yesterday when there was no Nebraska to talk about. Well, hey, guess what? It was Husker Day at the podium. Nebraska and five other schools were up. So we'll have some stuff from the podium that everyone got. But first things first, what did we get? What did our guys get? Who were they able to sit down with? A number of great interviews, including Matt Rhule, Matt Millen, Rick Neuheisel, and then, of course, the three players that Nebraska took, Ben Scott, Ty Robinson, and Isaac Gifford. So we'll play those conversations for you. We'll even hear from Athletic Director Troy Dannon at one point as well. First things first, let's start off with the words from the head coach. Matt Rhule sat down with our guys pretty early today in Indianapolis. Here's the conversation from earlier today.
Well, welcome in, Matt Rhule, head coach extraordinaire in Nebraska. Adam Carricker here. Coach, I got to ask you.
Sir.
I was just saying before, I got to give you a lot of credit, man, just because as we look out on the field here.
That's a good one.
How the heck do you even sit still watching 18, or now they're like 25 years old, but it used to be 18 to 22 years old, patiently and just hope and pray? Tell me the process, hoping and praying, that they actually just walk and chew gum and just run to the right. You know, I mean, it's just because when you turn around and see the view, it's what, 26 yards or whatever it is, and you're sitting there like, okay, we're just running inside zone. You know, we ran it, what, 50 million times?
Right.
Please just take us, you know.
Please be thinking about the play and not thinking about what you're doing after the game.
Or right.
What happened two plays ago. No, that's my world, man.
Yeah.
That's my world.
Oh, man.
And obviously the world of college football has changed and continued to change, obviously from when you started Temple, Baylor, obviously coming up. What's your view on it? And I know you guys have attacked it with the, you know, versus not reacting, just being active in it. What's your thought about it and how you guys go about your process? Because I think Nebraska's done a really good job of being, you know, okay with it, but then also making it a positive impact on your program.
Yeah, I think the first thing is, like, your view might change. I first got in here, I was like, I'm going to take this approach to transfers, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, if I want to keep up, I got to do this now. So I think you have to be really, really malleable. Like, you got to change nonstop based upon all the new information. Like, if all of a sudden next year they say our roster's 105, I got 150 guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to bring in 20 more in recruiting class. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm, and you know what? No one really cares. Like,
right.
Like, I can sit there and complain, but no, like, at the end of the day, hey, Matt, just get the 105.
Yeah.
So I have to figure out the best way to do it while still being able to sleep with myself at night. Like, man, I didn't do wrong by these kids. So,
right.
You know, NIL, like sometimes people will tell me they don't believe in NIL. I'm like, well, there's no belief anymore. It's there.
It's there.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to win, we have to do it. Like, you know, we're good at it. I'm so grateful to 1890, so grateful to the Pede family. Like, we wouldn't even be alive right now if they hadn't done what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a long way to go to catch these other guys. Like,
right. Like
you know, I'm saying, like, people that are playing the – sorry, fellas. You can tell I don't do this very often. People see playing that college football game right now, and I tell them all, like, hey, if you didn't have this, if you have to play somebody, you don't have the same roster that someone else has, you'd be like, what's going on? So we need NIL. We need we need to take advantage of all the things that are here. And so it's not time really for philosophy. It's really time for, like, action. And getting to work, man. So we've done a good job, but we got to do a better job in the coming years. It's going to get harder.
Right. You know, as we, you know, I've seen a couple of players around town, and you see them all the time, obviously. We've all decided, especially me and AG, we're just talking about the quiet confidence that they have and from the work. What have you seen as the biggest difference from year one to year two, just in your whole program, but more importantly, the guys you have in your roster?
I think you guys just said it. Like, they're walking around like, you know what a good team looks like. Right. You know what a good player looks like. He doesn't have to say too much. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a great line in a Ghetto Boy song where he says, like, you know, it's like real gangsters don't say much. Like, yeah. Like if you know you're good, right. I'm paraphrasing that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you know you're good, but they know they're good from the work they've done. My question to them, or my challenge in training camp, is going to be like, what's the look in your eye going to be with 5 minutes left and it's a one-score game? Because that's going to happen about 10 times this year. And are you going to be like, oh, no, here we go again? Or are you going to be like, hey, I wasn't here in 2021. I don't want to hear about 2022. I'm here right now. And that's the challenge for us. And so as a staff, when we get there this fall, you know, our players, they're really good. They're really good young men. They love the fans.
Yeah.
They want to win so badly. But sometimes when you want to win so much, you play a little scared.
Right.
You got to go out there and want to just dominate the guy in front of you and see what happens. And so that's the change. But I do love the way they've worked. I mean, they've worked hard. They look better. They look good. I expect them to be a good team.
Yeah. So how do you, because the one-score games, the one-score losses, the close games, you know, it's been a bugaboo in recent years, not breaking any news to you there. What's the biggest secret to getting over that hurdle, getting that first win, which is always the toughest one in a close game, and then things kind of snowball to you? What's your biggest message to the players about getting over that hurdle?
So I think there's two things for me. I think, number one, you know, we started this year talking about, like, hey, chasing three, like, because I want them to understand it's not this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like Tommy picked the ball off against Iowa, and the other corner turned and blocked, and he held the guy. And if he doesn't hold him, we have the ball on the 37-yard line. Maybe we get one first down, we kick a field goal. Mm-hmm. We turn the ball over, you know, the guy's wide open. We just throw the ball to the wrong guy. Turn the ball over, and then the game's going to go to overtime, and we three guys miss a tackle, mm-hmm. and they kick a field goal. It's just one play.
Little things.
Yeah. And so having them understand, hey, this is why we do all this, I think that's one. I think it's practicing it. Like from day one, like, we're going to put the ball down. There's 5 minutes left in the game. There's 2 minutes left in the game. And we've always done it. We just have to do it more and do it better. And then I think the third thing, and this is, I really believe this, Adam, with all my heart, I have to want to get into those games. Like, sometimes you get to a game, you're like, man, I hope we beat these guys by 50.
No,
and we all want to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see this team go play UTEP and have it be a three-point score with 4 minutes left. Everyone might be mad, like, why is it a three-point game against UTEP? I'll be happy because I want our guys to finally go win a close game.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
once we win a close game, we'll win two, then we'll win three, and that's the progression. But for me, I can't want to avoid the close games. I have to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to get into there, and when it gets in there, I need to be excited because the guys will feed off of me. They will feed off the position coaches. You guys have been there before.
Right.
I've been there before. They haven't necessarily been there for very long, so they need to feed off the older guys.
Yeah, and Coach, you talk about that team culture. So since you got there till now, what's that look like? What's that transformed to now from the coaching? Because I've watched spring ball practices. I watched the way the coaches and yourself talk to players running running on the field and off the field in the weight room. How's that changed since then to now?
Yeah, I think when I got there, and I don't want to take any shots because, I mean, I think guys did a lot of jobs, so I'm not there. But I think, like, the thing that we've tried to do is just get them to understand, like, I can only be me if you be you. And you can only be, you know, it's an African proverb called Ubuntu, and we put it up sometimes and go through it. Like, in today's day and age where guys are transferring, a lot of times it's like, well, what am I going to get out of this?
Right.
And we want them to be happy when their teammate's successful. Mm. We also want them to understand, I can't get what I want if you don't help me. And you can't get it if I don't help you. So this idea of, like, brotherhood, of iron sharpening iron, of being your brother's keeper, it's why we eat together. It's why, you know, it's why I won't let them walk around with headphones in the building like they like the old school rules. No, I'm trying to actually get you to talk.
Yeah.
Like sit right. down and talk. And it's why the locker room's alphabetical. You know, now the seniors have their own area in the front, but it's alphabetical. It's not by number because I don't want you sitting by your position only.
Right.
So just trying to do all these things to build connections. Because back in the day when I was in the locker room at Penn State in 1993, I didn't have a cell phone. So I just was going to sit there and talk to you.
Yeah,
well, now they can just be somewhere else all the time. So I think having them be around each other has allowed them to start to push each other. I'm going to now see guys be like, hey, pick it up. Get up here with me. Yep. And it's not demeaning. It's demanding of each other. And if we have that, that's what you guys had.
Right.
Like every great Husker football player I talk to, it's like this culture of like accountability. Like, and I think we're starting to get headed in that direction.
Good. Matt, we know you didn't have a cell phone, but the biggest question, did you have a pager? Because, Matt, we had pagers.
I absolutely had a pager.
That's my man.
And I was one of the first guys at Penn State to get a cell phone. I remember taking it out, and I had my little new little phone, and I got clowned. They were like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
I put that thing home. I thought, I never
was it one of those giant bag phones?
Yeah, the bag.
Right. It was the one that had the battery like that.
Yeah,
thing
oh, yeah.
The bag.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was the guy.
Oh, man.
You know, one thing I think is that kind of gets, you know, overlooked. I always say that a lot of times fans or, you know, the people that, you know, evaluate the program, you always say, well, the easy thing is always the offensive line. I think it's steadily improved. Talk about the maturation of them as a group, Coach, you know, Coach Donnie or all of them all together, because quietly, like the rest of the team, they have systematically and strategically gotten better. And obviously, when you watch the spring game, they look better too.
Yeah, I think they've done a great job. And you know, even last season, you know, I think we, I don't know, we finished in the league third or fourth in rushing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't do that if your offensive line's not blocking the right guys
right.
or moving people. What I'll say is, we did that with probably a historically poor passing game. And so, if you know that they can't really throw it too much, then you're going to blitz, you're going to load the box. So we were able to run the. Now sometimes we ran the quarterback, but. We were able to run the ball into those difficult boxes. Like this year, with the skill we have outside, with the three quarterbacks that we have, I expect us to be able to throw the ball when they think we're going to run it, run the ball when they think we're going to be able to throw it. Like even our sacks last year, like, man, like it's third and 12. They know we're dropping back.
Right.
The DNs are 9 feet wide. Yeah. They're coming off the edge. Like we'll have a chance to be more balanced, which I think will show the offensive line's ability even more. But and we got a lot of starts on that O-line. We got a lot of guys who played a lot of football, and they're bigger, they're stronger. Christian's done a great job with their weights.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be one of the leaders of our team.
I wanted to ask you because when you were at Baylor, people always ask about being physical. I think one of the – correct me if I'm wrong. From a defensive perspective, I felt like you guys offensively did a really cool thing where you guys were physical out there on the perimeter. And whether you're throwing – I call it smoke screens, now routes, but you had like – big tight ends, kind of H-backs that can move, and you guys used to pound people. Talk about that, because people always think of being physical, like just line up, Dallas Cowboys, Emmitt Smith, and just bowl over people. But I think there's a different way you can be physical, especially in this day and age of college football. If you're physical out in the perimeter, it doesn't matter who if you got Warren Sapp in the middle, because now Jay Foreman's got to deal with the, you know, Lyndon Myers and all them.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, no, I think one of the terms we use in our program is dominant contact.
Right.
And we don't want to accept contact. We want dominant contact, and we want it really at every position. So whether you're a corner tackling, you're a three technique, getting off and knocking, you know, obviously guys blocking, but on the perimeter we expect our receivers to play with dominant contact. And so, you know, Ron still shows, every year shows the video of, like, the receivers blocking in 19-whatever, and it's like, man, it's impressive. Now, the
right.
rules were a little different.
Different, yeah.
But you know what? Like, we want that. I want that corner that's got to cover us on third and seven to have had a hard day getting blocked by, you know, a 220-pound. Then we have receivers that could be tight, like Nayor, Jamal Banks. Those guys are big men.
Yeah.
And I want them to impose their will physically on the opponent. So that allowed for a lot of one-on-ones. And, you know, you're able to spread the field but still be physical. That's a great thing.
Yeah. All
right. I got one last question. D-line, Nash, Ty, everybody's coming back, high expectations. So two parts. How is Nash doing with putting healthy weight back on because he lost it for wrestling? Part two, how good can that D-line be this year?
You know, I think they can be as good as anyone in the country. You know, what we have is we have depth. You know, I truly believe we could get down to guys that are running with the threes and fours and still play winning football.
Nice.
And, you know, I think Nash is doing a great job coming back. I think if anything, like, I didn't want him at 338. You know, I wanted him at 310 to 315. Yeah. Terrence does a great job with him. Jamari's 250, 255 now. He looks great. MJ Sherman, you know, he's kind of that Jack backer, but really he's a D lineman, right?
Yeah.
So he's done a great job. Prince Will's healthy and back. So I think you start going down. Like Elijah Judy's probably one of our best nickel pass rushers. When Elijah's in the game, he can be dominant. So I think we can get three or four depth strings down and still be strong. And the reason why that matters is we don't have to have Nash and Ty play 65, you know.
Stay fresh, rotate.
Bro, we have a dream of playing January 20th. We have a dream of playing in the national championship game someday. That's 16 games. And you can't have your D-line playing 80 snaps a game for the first. I mean, it's just not going to work. And play at the level you want. So we have some depth, and I'm excited about it.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we got to go break. Coach. Keith came in, and we're breaking, man. Appreciate you stopping.
Thanks, Coach. Many stops today.
I see you rocking the Firethorn hat. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you see this right here. It's worn out, and Firethorn's been wearing me out. But anyway, as we know, that's a shot at Firethorn,
too. Cut the rough.
Anyways, thanks, Matt. Good luck.
Appreciate it, Coach. Yeah, thank you.
That's Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule with Jay Foreman, Amon Green, and Adam Carriker earlier today. We'll go to break. We'll continue playing some of our content, some of the interviews we grabbed from today out in Indianapolis. We'll do that next here on Old School, brought to you by The Mercado.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.